This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. 299th Prithvi Jayanti and National Unity Day being observed today. President Vidyadev Bhandari says responsibility of nation building is on our soldiers. Two people die of coronavirus infection in Kailali and Surkhet, and Democrats seek to remove US President Donald Trump from White House. Now the news in detail. People across the nation are observing 299th Prithvi Jayanti and National Unity Day today. On the occasion of 299th Prithvi Jayanti and National Unity Day, President Vidyadev Bhandari has extended tribute to a leader of National Unity Campaign, Prithvi Narayan Saha. In a message today, the President has stated that the King of Gorkha, Prithvi Narayan Saha, prepared a foundation for the unification of the nation, and unification of the nation prepared a broader basis of building a strong national unity by preserving various religions, cultures, languages and traditions. President Bhandari had expressed the belief that the country would make a great stride in its development to the best utilization of nation's diversities as its own strength. President Bhandari said that the responsibility of making the nation prosperous is on our soldiers, adding that this day would help unite all Nepalese for the cause of nationality, national integrity, sovereignty, stability and prosperity. The President has also wished for inspiration to all for making a self-reliant and socialism-oriented robust economy by materializing the national commitment of Prosperous Nepal, Happy Nepali. Likewise, Gandaki Province Chief Minister Prithvi Subhagurung has expressed his glory to present own identify as a citizen of an independent, sovereign and modern country on the foundation of the unification campaign spearheaded by Prithvi Narayan Saha. On the occasion of the 299th birth anniversary of Prithvi Narayan Saha, the Chief Minister further noted that the foundation of national unity among diverse languages, castes and cultures was made possible after the successful undertaking of territorial unification. Chief Minister Gurung expressed his hope that the day would inspire all of us to unite for realizing the national campaign of Prosperous Nepal, Happy Nepali with social justice. Five local units of Gorkha district have given public holiday today on the occasion of the 299th Prithvi Jayanti and the National Unity Day. The local units giving public holiday today include the Gorkha Municipality, Palungchar Municipality, Ajirkot Rural Municipality, Siranchok Rural Municipality and Bhimsin Thapa Rural Municipality. Two persons died of coronavirus infection in Kailali and Surkhet district. Sethi Provincial Hospital Information Officer Dilip Kumar Shrestha said a 80-year-old man of Dhangari 3 died of coronavirus infection last night. Likewise, a 55-year-old man of Birendranagar Municipality 13 of Surkhet died of coronavirus infection this morning. Former goalkeeper of Nepali national football team and former general secretary of All Nepal Football Association ENFA, Lok Bahadur Shahi, passed away at the age of 65. ENFA president Karma Chiring Sherpa said, suffering from different diseases since long, Shahi died at his house in Dailik on Sunday night. According to family source, final rites of Shahi would be performed today. He was a goalkeeper of the Nepali national football team from 1979 to 1989. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has shared with lawmakers plan to remove U.S. President Donald Trump from office before starting an impeachment process. The House of Representatives would vote on a resolution calling on Vice President Mike Pence to remove Trump's presidential powers. If this move fails, Democrats will introduce a charge of incitement of insurrection against Trump over his role in the storming of the Capitol. On Sunday, Pelosi wrote to lawmakers outlining plans for a resolution to formally request that Vice President Pence invoke the 25th Amendment. The move would allow Pence to become acting president and remove Trump from the White House. The front runner in Kyrgyzstan president election, Sadur Japarov, appears to have won by a landslide. With most ballots counted, partial results show him with almost 80%. Japarov, who has served time in prison for taking a rival politician hostage, could also enjoy sweeping new presidential powers following a vote to amend the constitution. Kyrgyzstan has been in crisis since parliamentary elections last October. The results of those elections were disputed, leading to protests and the resignation of then-president Sooronbay Jeenbekov. In a victory speech at his campaign headquarters in the capital Bishkek on Sunday, Japarov promised to rule the country with an open government free of corruption. Spain is in a race against time to clear roads covered by heavy snow and get COVID vaccines and food supplies to areas affected by Storm Filomena. As much as 50 centimeters of snow fell on Madrid, one of the worst hit areas, between Friday night and Saturday. At least 4 people died and thousands of travelers were left stranded. The Spanish government said it had taken extra steps, including police-escorted convoys, to ensure its expected shipment of some 300,000 coronavirus vaccines can be distributed as planned to regional health authorities on Monday. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. 299th Prithvi Jayanti and National Unity Day being observed today, President Vidyadev Bhandari says responsibility of a nation building is on our soldiers. 2 people die of coronavirus infection in Kailali and Surkhet, and Democrats seek to remove US President Donald Trump from White House. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlinenewsnepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.